What are you doing with the life that was given to you? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Jim Woodford, who was on our previous show, who died and met God and was asked that same question.
You know, I can remember when I was a teenager and I would go out to parties and I'd go out to the clubs and I just kind of did whatever I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And just was going from relationship to relationship and just enjoying my life, so to speak. But really, I was being bogged down and had baggage and I was really not doing much for anyone. And when I came to know the Lord, that all changed. My focus came from me to other people. How could I help others? How can I serve the Lord? And I remember my best friend at the time, when I was younger, had seen me again when I came to know the Lord. And it was like day and night, she said. She said, "You used to be the most selfish, self-centered person I knew."
Right,
and
I'm
like, wow, really? I didn't even know it. And I think sometimes when we're living our life, we might just be doing it for ourselves, watching TV, you know, just doing whatever we
like.
Want to do. But really, are we doing something worthwhile that helps people or even what God has called us to?
Well, I was much the same way. When I was younger, I lived life just for myself. And I think so many listening, even someone listening right now, could say, yeah, you know, I don't really know, like, what am I doing with my life? And a lot of people have like midlife crises over that question.
Yeah.
Because when we realize our life was given to us, we realize that we must do something, that there's some greater purpose than just pleasing ourselves.
Yeah.
There is a greater purpose to your life. There is a greater reason to the skills that you have and the places that you've been put. God has a perfect plan for you, but you have to seek Him for it and find it out from Him.
And when we realize life is a gift and that's why it's called present, we're in the present moment,
it's a
gift, right? That we won't just do whatever, treat people, mistreat people, but we'll realize every day is a gift. And the Bible talks about it in Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you're going. So whatever you do, do it unto the Lord, and He will guide you for your purpose in life. Let's hear from Jim after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Young Living Essential Oils and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Young Living is the leader in 100% pure essential oils, providing natural plant-based ways to improve your health while replacing many chemical-laden products in your home. People have been using essential oils for thousands of years, even in the Bible. To order, just visit wearingsharingcaring.com today, and for a limited time, receive a free gift to help you get started. That's Young Living Essential Oils at wearingsharingcaring.com.
We're excited to announce our new book, Evidence, that will inspire you with real stories of people who encountered God. In a world where there are so many bad things happening, some wonder, is there a God? If there is a God, why does He allow bad things to happen? These people either didn't believe in God or turned from Him and looked for help in everything but God until they had an encounter of their own that changed their lives. Order your copy of Evidence today at www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Well, we've been talking with Jim over the last few days, and he has an amazing story of his own life where he was a pilot, a businessman, then he contracted a very rare deadly disease that literally caused him pain every day to the point where he had to take some medicines.
Yeah, it was an autoimmune disease, Guillain-Barré, that actually happened to him, and it left him so full of pain that he got addicted to opioid medication, and one day he overdosed.
Yeah.
When he overdosed, he had this out-of-body experience and an experience of heaven and hell.
And before he did this, he didn't believe in God.
Right.
But before he died, he said, "God, forgive me." It was this feeling inside of him. He said that. Then when he went up, he went through the bright light and this tunnel. When he got there, there was a scary chasm between heaven and hell. And it was like poised right there where there was heaven and there was hell. And he said, "Help me, God." Yeah. So we're going to hear more from him now. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kathleen. Nice to be back.
You know, I think it's amazing how you called out to him and he heard you cry in the midst of all of this. And then not only that, angels were there to comfort you. And then more happened. They took you through heaven. And of course, then you got to see Jesus. Can you tell us more?
Yeah, they escorted me through paradise and explained so much to me. And I've always been an inquisitive person, and I asked literally thousands of questions. And at the same time, I felt as though I was being downloaded as well with all this information, which I now have transferred into 6 journals. Wow. And I'm so grateful. But you know, my story is, the central message is, it's never too late. And suddenly, having cried out to God for help, I'm there, I'm protected by the angels, and now they're showing me through God's home.
Wow.
And we come to the beautiful heavenly city, and they raise me above it, and I'm able to look down on the halls of knowledge, the halls of music, the halls of learning, even the halls of healing, where troubled souls that call it to God in their last moment on earth. But to be shown God's holy city, and yes, the streets are golden, and yes, there are these beautiful rivers of crystal blue water, just as the Bible tells us. I mean, this is not a legend. It's not the ravings of old men in dusty old books. This is a real world that actually exists, Kathleen.
Wow.
I'm overwhelmed by the beauty of it, the sheer feeling of peace and love. And no sun in the sky, Kathleen.
Wow.
So there are no shadows in heaven, but neither are there shadows of sin, of death, no shadow of evil, no shadow of disease. Just perfect communion with everyone. But the amazing thing I want you to understand is everyone seemed so genuinely happy, not trudging off to work on a Monday morning. Some of them carried books and going to the halls of learning. Some of them had music. I mean, this is a place where even the flowers sing to you, Kathleen. The flowers sing to you.
That's amazing. And how was the encounter with Jesus? I know that you had your opportunity to actually meet with Jesus. That's just...
Yes. Suddenly, I noticed another figure, and the tall angel was bent in front of him, and he was showing a book to Jesus. And I was filled immediately with shame because I realized he was showing Jesus the book of my life. And Kathleen, instead of a book as thick as the Bible, filled with all the good deeds that I could have done with all the resources and money that I had, all I had to show for my life was this thin little book, like a slim roadside restaurant menu. Mm. And I felt so ashamed. But here's the amazing thing. As Jesus read that book, the images flipped off and went through my mind. I saw myself as a child in my mother's arms. I saw all the different things in my life. We've all heard the term, my life flashed before my eyes.
Yeah.
This is when it happens. But never once did I feel like I was being judged. Yet the angel looked at me as he held the book for Jesus, and I heard the angel's voice. And he looked at me with those violet eyes, and he said, James, what did you do with the life my master gave you?
Mm.
And all I could do was cry because I could have lived such a better life.
Mm.
But suddenly Jesus turned toward me and I saw the most elegant face, a face of such nobility and love. And yet the strange feeling that I had known him at one time, and I don't understand that. But he looked at me and he smiled at me. Jesus smiled at me.
Mm.
And although the angel spoke to me with what I call thought transference, not telepathy,
right,
but thought transference, when Jesus spoke to me, Kathleen, he spoke to me as I would speak to you. His lips moved. And when he spoke, he didn't say a lot, but what he said would change me forever. Now, keep in mind, I had no idea I wasn't staying. I thought that I had been granted amnesty, I guess. But he looked at me, and then he spoke in the most eloquent baritone voice, a voice full of love for me. And this is what he said to me, James, my son, this is not yet your time. Go back and tell your brothers and sisters of the wonders we have shown you.
Wow.
And I began to cry. I began to beg, to plead, to let me stay, to never let me leave this presence that I had yearned for all my life.
Yeah.
All those times when I had awakened in the middle of the night thinking I needed to buy something else, it was my light in me. The light of God is within every one of us, and it wants to go back to its source.
Amen.
There's that magnetic pull, and you too feel it.
Yeah.
It wants to go back to its origins.
Yeah.
And I was so overwhelmed, and I started to beg, to plead. And suddenly the angels were before me and turn me around and ushering me away from his presence. Mm. And I turned to look back at him, and he raised his hand toward me. And then as he raised his hand, I saw the light of his body shining through the hole in his wrist, the remains of the crucifixion. Oh. And Kathleen, when I saw that, I felt as though I had held a hammer and driven the nails. And I was overwhelmed with his sacrifice for us, how he gave everything for us. Mm. And suddenly, they brushed me away again, but I struggled against them. I turned one more time to plead with Jesus to let me stay, and Jesus had gone. But standing right where Jesus had stood was the 15-foot-tall warrior angel. And suddenly he grew in his magnificence, and he expanded those beautiful golden wings, 15 feet tall, 24-foot wingspan. He was enormous, and yet he had a look of kindness. And then for the last time, I heard his voice, and he said to me, "I'm sorry, James, but you have to go."
Wow.
And suddenly I'm back in the tunnel, and it's not a tunnel of light. It's dark. I feel pain. I feel cold. I feel wet. And suddenly I come back into my body, and I'm lurching and bucking convulsively on the gurney in the hospital.
Wow. Well, this is so powerful, and I just am brought to tears here. And there are people listening now who need to experience God's love. And I know one thing that you have said to us is it's never too late to ask God for forgiveness. And so there are people now who need that forgiveness. And we're going to pray for them, because even if they're on their dying bed, it's not too late. No matter what they've done, it's not too hard for God to save them.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Jim, for sharing your beautiful, powerful testimony with us. Again, this is Jim Woodford, who's sharing his story with us, his testimony.
Thank you. Thank you for this.
And if you want to hear more, Jim actually has a book where you can learn more about his whole story.
Right.
Father God, I just sense someone right now is listening, and maybe even is even listening, and maybe even at their dying bed, and wondering, is there a God? Is there heaven? Is there a chance that this Jesus would accept me?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is yes. Your heavenly Father would say, yes, I've paid the price for you. I've done the deed for you. Now come to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that word is for someone right now. So Jesus, we take this moment. And there's someone right now listening saying, I'm coming to you now, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not waiting another moment. Yeah. I'm going to come right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to experience your glory. I want to experience your presence.
Yes.
I want to make sure the life that I've been given,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing what I need to do, is getting out the message of the good news of Jesus Christ. So we ask for this, Jesus, for you to come into our lives,
mm-hmm.
to experience your power and experience the real you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you all. He loves you so much. You're listening to Real Life.